And the next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. Ohio State is on the road Saturday at Iowa for a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN. Coach, thanks for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions.
And we'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from the line of Jeremiah Davis, the Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Hey, Coach. Earlier this season, JT was getting some, got some criticism following the Oklahoma game. How has he responded to that in the last 6 or 7 weeks, do you think?
He's an old veteran. He's responded the way that you would anticipate, the way that he has in the past. JT, he'll write a book someday and he's seen it all. On some self-inflicted mistakes he's had in his life, not many. And then also maybe performance that wasn't up to standard. And then the ability to raise the level of play around him. Still, I still believe that's his greatest asset. So there's never been, with all due respect to media and fans and everything, there's never been any internal issue other than trying to get better.
In responding to that and playing at a Heisman caliber level, it seems kind of crazy now that was ever even an issue?
We didn't play well in a game. It's nothing more than that. We didn't play well. I thought we maybe practiced well. I'm not sure we put him in the best possible. Now that we evaluate it, were we doing all the right things? So, once again, all due respect to everybody's opinions. No, it's college football. Sometimes things happen. You just got to put your face, keep the boat pointed straight ahead and go as hard as you can.
Thanks.
Your next question is from the line of Dan Murphy with ESPN.
Hey, Irvin. I assume the message to the team a little bit this week is about kind of putting that one behind you and getting ready for Iowa. But is there anything specific you try to say to hit that reset button with the team, or things that you've learned from coming off of past emotional wins like last week's to get everybody ready?
Certainly. And that is certainly – I'll watch that very closely. If this was an immature – young team, I'd be more panicky than I am, but I'm going to watch, as I mentioned yesterday, how the elite Warriors, which we consider our players to be, they celebrate a mission accomplished, and then they sit back down and wait for their directive and assignments, and they've received them and go to work. So they're very professional, but you're darn right, I'm going to watch that closely, especially the younger players and even younger coaches that have some coaches on our staff that haven't been in this kind of situation. So I'm watching it very closely.
What are you looking for in those cases, or what's an optimistic sign for
a change in anything other than the way we do our business? A change in anything as far as they want to back off practice, where I see guys pulling themselves out, and I see the effort not there, I see coaches not coaching it hard. Anything that'll be an atomic bomb here.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of James Greca, 11 Warriors.
Yeah, Coach, I'm just curious what you've seen with their tight end, Noah Fant, and what kind of matchup problem he can have, maybe similar to Mike Gesicki from Penn State last week.
I apologize. I've not watched enough of him. I met with our defense staff. His name certainly came up. They say he's a great player. They love their quarterbacks. They're a very big, strong-arm guy, and their tailback's outstanding. Either the best or second best offensive line we faced. Yet to say that I've studied them, I have not.
And then on the other side, because you're an offensive guy, Josie Jewell, where does he rank in some of the linebackers you've gone up against in recent years since you've been at Ohio State?
Oh, he's outstanding. I've watched him because we've had crossover film. He seems like he's been there a long time. I love him. Well, he's an Iowa backer, man. I just have so much respect for Iowa. I always have. Because I think they play football the right way, and he's the face of that kind of program. So, tremendous player.
Your next question comes from the line of Bill Rabinowitz with the Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Urban. Kirk Ferentz has been in Iowa for 21 years. Could you ever imagine being at Ohio State for 21 years? And just how important is stability in being able to maintain that kind of success and the kind of program Iowa's had?
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think those days are around much longer. You know, I think that's a credit to Iowa. That's a credit to an incredible coach and staff. That's a model of consistency, doing things the right way. And it's a, I always go back to that state, the state of Iowa. I remember back in my days when I was here in the late 80s, and Iowa was one of the top, you know, shoot, they were one or two in the country for a while. And just it's a model of consistency, which you expect out of Midwestern people and Iowa people. So I just think it's a prototype program, and every year they're going to win their games and compete for a championship.
How well do you know Kirk Ferentz?
Fairly well. You know, I first competed against him when I was at Florida in the Outback Bowl. It was the first time we really, our paths have crossed. We've always been very cordial and respectful, and so I know him fairly well.
All right. Thanks, Irvin.
We have time for one final question from the media.
Your final question comes from the line of Ken Rodo with WHBC Radio.
Irvin, did the circumstances of the game against Penn State being down 15 in the fourth quarter force your offense to play with extreme tempo and pace? And was that the pace and tempo you've been looking for all season out of that offense?
Yeah, I thought, really, I thought offensively that, once again, you're facing one of the best defenses in America. I thought, for the most part of the game, we operated in a very good tempo. Obviously, we had two two-minute drills that were extraordinary, but I had no problem with the offense, the performance. What I did have a problem with is the turnover, the two turnovers, and the kicking debacle. Other than that, I thought, you know, offense, defense, you know, you're facing a very good team. I thought they played outstanding. So the tempo was not, yeah, I was very pleased, really, for the whole game with what we were doing on offense.
You mentioned the kicking game. Could we see changes on the kickoff coverage team as far as personnel this week?
Oh yeah, yeah. We're gonna make some changes on personnel, and I just have to keep reevaluating.
Thanks,
Coach. Thanks again for joining us. We look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you.